Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Everybody, Jake and Gino here for 100year.com. And everyone knows this as the guys for multiple streams of income. Gino, you got that honeybee there?
Here we go.
There it is. There it is. And there's very few actual different streams that we utilize. We keep it very focused, and there's streams that lead to purpose ultimately long term. So today, Mr. G Dad, I want to hear from you on one of your streams of revenue. So we have obviously the multifamily investments, but then we also have the long-term 100-year mindset with the whole life insurance. So why did you choose whole life as one of your multiple streams of revenue?
Jake, let me start off with this quote, and I think it's important for everybody. This is from James Clear. Many people wish they started sooner. Almost nobody wishes they started later. Let that sink in, everybody.
I think that's pretty fair.
And this is all about whole life. I'll put it off. I don't have enough money. For me, it was very simple. Picture this. It's 2001. I get a call from my accountant. He says, you know what? You're putting some money in a 401k. Why don't you divert some of that to whole life? I'm like, first of all, what's whole life? And second of all, what are you trying to sell me?
Dude, that's 20 years ago, man.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Policies were different. At the 100-year, our team members structure, you know, they specially design the policies. The policies have become so much better as far as cash value and the way you can design these policies. But I'm so thankful that I started 20 years ago. My only regret was not starting one on my wife sooner. Big regret. And my other regret was not putting in more money. But let me start with that story because it's really important. Sales guy walks into my kitchen, sits down with me, starts showing me these illustrations, and I'm looking at them and I'm not really thrilled about them. And for me, in the beginning, Jake, it felt like it was an expense. Like $5,000 every year I was putting in there, it felt like it was just going bye-bye. I didn't have that long-term mindset. I want everyone to really understand that this is an asset for the long-term. Now, I look back 20 years later, if I had term life insurance, it's expired. It's gone. I have nothing left. It's death insurance. Whole life is living benefits and death benefits. And it takes a long time. And I'm here to tell you, it may be hard in the beginning. I should have diverted more from my 401k than anything else. And I didn't do that. I only took $5,000, which is what I could have afforded at the time. But I should have really said, you know what, Gino, stop putting money in your 401k. And Jake, what do we do with our 401k, by the way? Kaplowie. So I paid a penalty to do that.
That means it's gone for the folks that are not on YouTube. Those are gone. We blew those up.
One of the best things we possibly did, but I needed to take a penalty to do that. If I had the money in the policy, I would have implemented dual asset strategy. Borrow the money out of the policy, giving it to Jake. Jake and Gino are going to invest in a deal. This deal is paid 20 times over. I could have paid that loan policy back 20 times. I'd have more in the policy now and I'd have the asset. But I didn't know that. That's why I'm here to tell you it's really powerful.
So Gino, let's be serious though. You had a life event and you're no longer personally eligible for more whole life. So if you wouldn't have got it then, you've been completely excluded.
And that's the thing. What I ended up doing is getting policies on my children. We'll go into that in a little bit. And I got policies on my wife. For me, the benefits, and this is very important, everybody, it was forced savings. I am here to tell you, by term, an invested difference is a pipe dream. No one does that. Because you always come up with an unexpected occurrence. Your car breaks down. You need to go on vacation. The AC. I knew every year 5 G's was coming out of my pocket going into the policy. And what was great about it was if I did have a life event, I could borrow from the policy to utilize it. Try doing that with your 401k, everybody. I don't want to be in business with the government. The government owns the 401k. They own the rules. They can change the rules at any time. I don't want to be in what we say in partnership with that kind of thing. Forced savings was huge for me because you know what? Now that policy I'm putting in 5, it's really accelerating. Now I'm getting 10 back every year on my cash value. It's amazing. It forced me to save my money. Number 2, it's a cash management tool. I'm going to go over in a little bit 3 really huge life events that I utilize this money that if I didn't have the money there, I probably wouldn't be speaking to Jake. I probably wouldn't be a multi-millionaire right now just from the opportunity that I would have lost by not being able to tap into the money. Number 3, it's my money. I control it. Number 4, estate planning. Now to look back, I've got a nice death benefit and it's continuing to grow. And when I pass away, it goes to my heirs tax-free. Amazing. Also, it's not part of what we call provisional income. So when you retire, it doesn't go against your Social Security. It doesn't go against your taxes. It's part of the money that goes aside. That's huge. Because right now, I will guarantee you, I'll guarantee you one thing. Well, two things. We've got massive inflation is one. And number two, when I retire, quote unquote, 65, 70, 15, 20, 30 years from now, I will be paying higher taxes. We all will be. So this is an amazing way to put money into a policy and be able to have that tax advantage, be able to structure that money where you can be able to pull out at retirement tax-free. You need to do it with an advisor. A team member can help you with that, but that's what I've ended up doing with this. And the other thing I just mentioned, Jake, the opportunity cost. Let me go over these three real quick because this is really important. Life-changing events that I had.
So you're talking about how you actually used it. You're going to cover
exactly.
Right,
yes.
So gang, before Gino gets into how he used it, this is the key to this. When we invest into a multifamily property, that's its own asset. That's its own stream of revenue. When we invest into a whole life policy, that's its own asset. That's its own stream of revenue. Every one of these is its own little business. And it's crucial that you treat it like that and you manage it like that. Less management with the whole life policy than an apartment complex, obviously, but still, it's still cash management and a great tool. So, Gino.
Thanks. Thanks for recapping. That's really important. I'm fired up about this because this is something where we call personal financial engineering. Mm-hmm. You have to stop and say to yourself, who is using whole life? I love Dave Ramsey a lot. I love a lot of things that he teaches, but the people who listen to our show, we're all entrepreneurs. We're all striving to become super wealthy. The people who are wealthy are using these policies, whether it's a Ray Kroc or it's a Walt Disney or it's a Bank of America or it's a really super wealthy or it's a Joe Biden, who most of his net worth is attached to whole life. So you have to look and see who's utilizing them and why they're utilizing them. This is a fantastic tool, a fantastic asset if you are a real estate investor where you want to create that dual asset. So for me, the first one, which was really super important, our third deal, $4 million deal. I am shaking my pockets.
The lint out of your pockets.
I can't find another nickel to rub. I mean, I tapped into my home equity line of credit. Jake tapped into his grandparents. I hit everybody up. I had no money left. And then I get a knock from the bank and Jake says, hey, we need $75,000 for a letter of credit. And I'm like, where am I going to get $75,000 from? And then I remembered, I said, do you guys take cash value from the whole life? He goes, yeah, we can collateralize that. You don't even have to take that out of the policy. $75,000 collateralized from my cash value saved my butt. That deal is probably worth $12 million and we're generating $15,000 a month myself from that one deal. That one deal was life-changing to me. If I didn't have the whole life, where am I going to find the $75,000? That's right. The deal. So we're not even having this conversation. But let's backtrack even before that. It's 2008, Great Recession hits. I need to do something. Where do I go? I get coaching. Coaching is not cheap. I'm working harder, making less. I tap into my whole life, borrow from my policy to pay for a coach. One of the best investments that I ever made was in myself. I learned multifamily. I learned how to write on the right rates of return, cap rates, cash on cash. I had made some big, huge mistakes. I wish I'd used it sooner because I lost a couple hundred
and then
grand
you taught
before
me.
That.
And you invested and in me too.
That's right. That's right. But I learned multifamily from borrowing from my whole life policy. A year after that, I decided to buy a couple of duplexes up in Rochester. Guess where I got that money from? I borrowed from the whole life policy. If I didn't have the whole life policy, I probably wouldn't have bought those deals. And those deals led me to say, how do I get even become an even better investor?
It got you in the game, though. That's the thing. That's why I say, absolutely. Guys, wherever your financial thermostat is, you just got to get started. You get in the game, you do a couple duplexes. A few years later, you buy a 25 unit. Then, like Gino, I'm giving Gino's story right now. Bought a couple duplexes. No, first he bought coaching. Then he bought, first he bought whole life. Then he bought coaching with a whole life. Then buys a couple duplexes, then gets to a 25 unit and realizes, holy shit, this stuff is not rocket science. We're adding zeros here and more people. Mm-hmm. Then goes to 36, then goes to 136 units. That's the timeline right there, verbatim. So,
and if I had my money stuck in a 401k, none of this would have happened. Yep. Zero would have happened. And buying those duplexes was amazing because it gave me the ability to property manage from afar. I learned third-party property management. So when Jake was doing his deals in Knoxville with me, I could help him because I wasn't boots on the ground. We actually worked with third-party property management. I had all that experience. Now, for me, revolutionary, like I said, why do I choose the dual asset strategy? Very, very important. Jake and I call it values-based decision-making. We are responsibility junkies. We are men of character. And we don't think in days, months, years. We think in decades. It's all about the long term with this. You're not getting rich overnight in any endeavor. When you start a business, the first 12 to 24 months, probably not breaking even. Same thing with the whole life policy. You may have to put the money in there. Once you put it in, it's for the long term, but there's so many benefits in it. I want that be able to utilize that cash when I need an opportunity, and I have that opportunity because in this market right now, I can't time the stock market. I don't know what's going to happen to the stock market. If I have my money in the market and I need the liquidity, let's say the market tanks and it's down 30% and I go touch that money, it really hurts. That's the problem. But real estate may be tanking and then I got to take the money out. Why risk it? You should have a safe bucket of capital. My only regret, like I said, Jake, I didn't do it sooner. Now, let me tell you one of the mistakes that I've made recently. Meet with an insurance broker. And this is the reason why we teamed up with the 100-year real estate investor and we created a 100-year REI, looking at an IUL policy, Index Universal Life. I'm looking at the illustrations and they are very rosy. Did I know? No. And I look at them and I'm like, oh, this is 6% in perpetuity. Numbers look great. This is not the vehicle for the real estate investor. There's too much risk in these policies. The projections are too rosy. And when I need my money, especially in the beginning, there's not enough cash rally in the first couple of years. And they make the projections look great. Jake, Gino, and everyone on this call, we need guaranteed income. We need the policies to be guaranteed. We need that money to
be there. You take enough risk in your real estate deals. You don't need it in your insurance policy.
I love that. And also, if you're going to invest in the stock market, don't put an IOLA policy, Index Universal Life, where they're going to cap you at a certain percentage.
That's
right. And by the way, they can change those caps. Once again, you're getting into business with a company that can change. The first couple of years looks great. Then all of a sudden, hey, we're going to cap your policy from 12% to 10%. They can do that. But why take the cap? Pull the money out, put into a whole life policy where you know it's guaranteed. You know how much cash value you're going to have. You're going to be able to access that money. The death benefit is there. You're going to be able to have it specially designed to the way you want it. You want a higher death benefit. You want more cash value, whatever that looks like. I made that mistake a couple of years ago. And I don't think it's a good or bad mistake. It's just a mistake. It's an opportunity that I learned from. And that's why I'm so passionate about this, because everyone who's an entrepreneur out there who needs access to capital. And now, right now, we have that capital in there. Jake and I are going to be doing a big event in October on the 23rd and 24th, MM4. We've got over 600 tickets sold right now. We're going 800. If I have a little bit of a cash crunch and I can't pay for the event, the event's going to be six figures. I can access my whole life policy, take the capital out of there. I can access it for payroll. I can do whatever I want with that money because it's my money. I can access it anytime and I can pay it back at any time. It's an amazing tool that you have, a resource there. And every entrepreneur, once again, I'm going to say it, knows it. Opportunity cost is the biggest thing. If you have an opportunity and you can't buy your third deal that's worth $4 million and other deals worth $12 million, we're not even having this conversation. The quality of your life is really dependent on the quality of your options. Thanks, Teresa Kuhn. Love that quote. And I really embrace that quote for myself, because the more options that we have, the more ability that we are able to invest in an opportunity, then guess what? You're going to have a better quality of life with all those options, Jake.
So Gino, multiple streams of revenue, baby. Show us the book. What can we get out of the honeybee?
The honeybee. Email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'd love to send this out to you because we call this multifaceted multifamily. And then all of a sudden you have an opportunity. You have money in your whole life policy and you come up with an idea of, wow, you know what? I want to buy a threeplex. I don't have the money, but I can borrow from my policy. Or in this, there's so many different ideas that you can start with as far as businesses that are complementary to all whatever you're doing. And I can tell you the same thing, Jake, real quick story. I had the restaurant years ago in the restaurant. I had so many different ideas. I wrote a cookbook. I started doing physical products. I wanted to get a food truck. That all cost capital. I could have accessed that whole life policy to start all of those different endeavors. I wanted to do outdoor barbecues. It cost thousands of dollars for all this equipment. I didn't have it coming from the restaurant, but I could have borrowed from my policy. So that opportunity. One last thing I'll leave everybody with. I've even started policies on my children. And some of you may be saying whole life on your kids. Well, let's say they have an event where in a few years, one of them may not be eligible for whole life because they have a certain illness or whatever. I want to guarantee it and get it to them up front. But more importantly, I want them to adopt the 100-year mindset. I want my kids to understand that we're not here for a day, a week, a month, a year, a decade. We're here for decades. And whatever we do today really impacts what we're doing for our kids and our grandkids. And I want my kids to adopt that 100-year mindset. And guess what? Guess who owns the policies? Guess who's the beneficiary? Moi, me. So I'm putting money in their policies. I'm controlling it. I can still borrow from it. Every year they see that money goes up. And when they become responsible and they understand, I can turn over the keys and say, hey, here's a beautiful gift for you. You're getting married. There's cash value in here. You want to go buy a car. You want to go on a honeymoon.
That's how you're going to pay for all these weddings with five girls. I got it now.
Think about that. It's amazing, isn't it though? It's one of those gifts that is, oh man, if you think about it, it's a legacy gift. You're creating legacies for them. You're creating the mindset
and
for them.
And their grandkids because of the death benefit. Think about your grandkids and their kids.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're just creating that estate and you're creating a long-term mindset. So I just hope that, you know, that makes sense to a lot of people listening to this. Remember, many people wish they started sooner. Almost nobody wishes they started later. What are you waiting for? You know, go to the website, 100yearrei.com, schedule a call with one of our team members, see how these policies can work for you. It's all about the long term. They are so powerful. Don't worry about this year, next year. Worry about 20 years from now. Because like I said, I wouldn't have term insurance. Term insurance expired. Guess what? Like Jake said, I can't even get insurance anymore. So I'm uninsurable right now. I have the death benefit and I should have bought more. That was my biggest mistake. But like I said, that problem turned into an opportunity. And now I'm actually able to share this message and share this news with everybody out there and scream from the rooftops and say, hey, this doesn't have to be all of your money in your bucket, but we really want to personally financially engineer every part of your life. And you take advantage of it, take control of it and adopt that 100-year mindset.
G-Dad for the win. Enjoyed this one, man. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Jake. Take care, everyone.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.